Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Greetings, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and we are doing Entrepreneurship A to Z. And our word and phrase for this episode is investment and investors. And we're on the letter I, so almost halfway through the alphabet. And I hope you've joined us from the beginning. If not, please rewind, check it out. Or skip around. It's meant to serve your needs where you're at. You might be brand new. You might have been in it for a while. And at either rate, this is why we're sharing our knowledge, our experience. So let's get into it. Investor. The most important thing, everybody wishes they had an investor. And if even put the angel in front of it, an angel investor. People have the concept that this person magically comes along and endows you with money. Now, again, not trying to be sarcastic, even though I said magically comes along, but the idea of angel, someone that just comes into your life and purely giving you a gift. Well, when you put the word investor in it, be clear. Investors do not do what they do just as a gift. That word, investment, they're looking for some type of return. They're putting money in. They see some potential. They see an opportunity. And they're looking for a return. So in order to attract investors, to lock down investors, in order to keep investors, you have to be able to articulate, to define, to demonstrate, to show data that shows that you have the potential and it's real potential. It's a competitive field. Who wouldn't want someone to come along and give them a big infusion of money? So you're not alone. It's not just your idea or concept, this idea of an angel investor. And don't always think that angel investors are family and friends. It's almost not fair to them to, if you have a vision or an idea, to assume. And sometimes it can be messy because you're mixing two different relationships. And when expectations aren't met, when you're dealing with an angel investor that's not family or friends, when it's strictly business, number one, and when it's over, it's over. But it's so important. If you're looking for an investor, an angel investor, out of just pure respect and also being business-minded, have data and information that shows them not just an idea or concept or a dream or something that you're passionate about, no matter how well and how emotionally attached you are to it, be able to show the numbers, the dollars and cents. Not only should it, you need and want to know, how is this going to give a return on investment? How, if I need to pay this investor back and pay them with dividends so that the next person with the dream can have this opportunity to have an angel investor. And you should want to believe in your dream enough to not only that it's something that you haven't, you know, come up with the idea and the concept, but that it's a viable, that it can pay for itself, it can pay back investors, it can pay you. People don't give you money just for, even when they're buying your goods, just because, you know, of your passion alone, the emotions that you've put into it. So many times people want to go to investors and they want to show and tell and show their ideal, their concept, show you how, what it looks like, what it feels like. And many of us, if you're listening to the series, have probably watched Shark Tank. And if you haven't watched Shark Tank, I'm going to encourage you to watch Shark Tank, because notice everyone of those investors at some point want to know, do you know your numbers? And the people whose segment ends the earliest is if they don't know their numbers. They can have great stories. They can have sad stories. They can have elaborate demonstrations. They can make you laugh. They can make you cry. All of those makes great television, but they don't get the money. So do your homework, do your due diligence, and just respect the process of investment and understanding. When people give you money and for a period of time, maybe they won't want immediate payback, but eventually they're looking for some type of return on their investment. Never in the history of Shark Tank have I heard them propose a deal, I'll give you this money and I want nothing in return. Doesn't happen. That's not the concept. So after listening to this, run, go Google Shark Tank, watch as many episodes, you binge on it. That's your homework. It's very important. And put yourself up in front of those sharks and see how you would answer those questions. All right, that's today's episode. Thank you for listening. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.